Iraq's neighbors are watching today's elections closely. News media in countries like Saudi Arabia and Turkey and Iran have expressed a wide range of opinions. With us now are two people who work in and watch the media in Arab and Muslim countries. Ramez Malouf is a professor at Lebanese American University in Beirut, Lebanon. He's also editor of Mideast Broadcasters Journal. Ramez Malouf, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Khalid Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of Arab News in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The paper describes itself as the Middle East's leading English-language newspaper. Khalid Al-Maina, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, sir.
And let me start with you. What's the reaction in Saudi media to this Iraqi election?
Well, in Saudi Arabia, the Iraqi election is being viewed seriously, A, because Iraq is a neighbor, B, also because Iraq is passing through very trying times with all these bombings and all, and with certain segments of the Iraqi society against elections. So we are following it very carefully, and we want this election to usher in a new era where the representatives of the people will come and will take Iraq to a new phase in their troubled history.
Mr. Malouf, let's leave aside Lebanon because it's certainly afflicted with its own problems this week. But elsewhere in the Arab world, what do you see from news wires and online from Cairo and Amman and other important cities?
Yeah, I would like to make two points about this, other than, hoping one day Saudi Arabia has elections. But the two points I'd like to make are the following. I've looked at the Al Arabiya TV this morning, and they had an interview with people on the streets, and one of the women that struck me as particularly passionate about the elections was saying that she had actually lost a brother recently in an explosion, but she was going to go to vote, and her priority was to see Iraq become more secure and more stable, and she was casting her vote in favor of that. And when she was asked who she was going to vote for, she hesitated and then insinuated that she didn't really know who she was going to vote for, but rather that she was just going to participate. Now, an Iraqi newspaper, As-Sabah, on its website, asked people to vote on the question of election sloganeering. And they had three choices. They could say, well, the slogans are achievable. Two, they're simply slogans that sound good but mean nothing. Three, that they are propaganda at best. 65% of those who voted in this rather small sample, I think only about 2,200 people voted, said that they were just propaganda at best. Now, if you take that and you contrast it to the fact that the showing of the elections was very high, I think, in a sense, people were reflecting what this woman on Arabiya said, which was simply, we don't care what happens, we're going to vote because we want to see the process moving along. A Jordanian newspaper, Ad-Dastur, carried an editorial this morning saying the Iraqi elections is their hope. And the gist of the editorial was, let's have the people vote in Iraq, and then the big challenge is to see what they're going to do with the results of this vote. And I think this is the preoccupation of the people now. It's a first step. And let's see what's going to happen after that takes place.
Let me quote you from something that I see on AlJazeera.net today. This is the English language version of the Arab News Service. They have a reporter in a district in Baghdad, a Sunni district, and this reporter talks to a voter who is undecided about voting for the Sunni candidate or Iyad Alawi, the interim prime minister who's a secularist. And it just seemed to me that this voter is having a genuine democratic experience. And I wonder if that simple experience wouldn't really resonate in Iraq and elsewhere in the Arab world.
Well, I mean, I think being undecided is probably typical of, the electorate in many, many countries. These are the people that you hope to sway in one direction or the other. However, it's very likely that a lot of people will vote for their sects or their tribes. In one of the newspapers, in one of the Iraqi newspapers, Al-Ahali, which is a rather secularist newspaper, there was a call on the front page which said basically, obviously in Arabic, vote for the nation. Do not vote for your religion or sect or an ethnic group. Your allegiance to those groupings can come later, but right now we need to build a nation, so vote for the nation. How many people are really going to attend to that? It's questionable. Of course, we'll see what the results are very soon.
Khaled Al-Maina, the picture on your website, that is the Arab News website, from the Iraqi election, shows two women holding up ink-stained fingers, having voted. That's an interesting picture, the idea that you're talking about women voting. Would your Saudi readers, what would they think of that?
Well, I think it's time for women to play a big role in the Middle East. Women did play a big role. Iraq has always been a secular country. And as far as voting, I think more women would like to have empowerment. And even in Saudi Arabia, they would like to play a pivotal role in deciding their own destiny, and not let it be decided by others.
Mr. Al-Maina, you talked about the spillover effect of chaos. What about the spillover effect of democracy? In your paper today, you quote President Bush as saying that Iraq can be a model for the region. Is that good news or bad news for the people who run Saudi Arabia?
This is very good because people's aspirations, that we have a young population whose visions and goals are different from those of their fathers and grandfathers. So, and these people would like to participate in nation building. So I don't think so that as perceived outside, the people in power, the government, or those in authority are in fear. I think it's in the interest of everyone to have the people take part in deciding their own destiny, whether it's polls or referendum or nation building. But I think the time has come. But having said that, let me tell you that all this, I mean, the Arab world should not be perceived as a basket case, because until these so-called revolutions by the colonels and the generals and the majors in the 1950s, starting from Egypt, the Arab world had a parliament, constitution, things were going on well. But all this, the development of democracy was arrested by dictators. And now a new era has come, and we hope that Iraq and other places will be able to decide their own destiny.
Ramez Malouf in Beirut.
Democracy in the Arab world, it's going to be an uphill battle, I think. And my suggestion is that the United States be diligent about it, not just in countries where it has an invested interest to change regimes, but all over the place. For us to take Mr. Bush seriously, and I welcome his position on helping democratize the Arab world, but for me to take it with less of a grain of salt, I would need to see him pushing that forward in places like Saudi Arabia, where the government is an absolute total family dictatorship, and other areas, not just in Iraq and other places.
Ramez Malouf at Lebanese American University in Beirut, and Khaled Al-Maina, editor-in-chief of Arab News in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
NPR has a lot more coverage of this historic day in Iraq. It's at our website. There's a map charting the ethnic divides and a lot of key election facts. You can find it at npr.org.